Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Joel Meyer, in today for John Schaefer. After a decade of mainstream success with hits like Zombie and this song Linger, the Irish rock band The Cranberries called it a day in 2003. But they never ruled out a reunion. And a few years ago, the band teamed up again for a North American tour. And that tour led them back into the recording studio. And at the end of this month, the band will release Roses, their first album in 11 years. The Cranberries are here to give us a sneak peek at their new recording. This is the band with their new song, Raining in My Heart. It's the Cranberries live on Soundcheck. The Cranberries, live on Soundcheck. The song is called Raining in My Heart. It's going to be included on the album Roses, which comes out a little bit later this month, February 28th. We're getting a sneak preview of the album live in the studio here on Soundcheck. Let me introduce you to the band. Noel Hogan playing guitar, Mike Hogan playing bass, Fergal Lawler is their drummer and playing some stripped-down percussion for this acoustic set, and vocals from Dolores O'Riordan. Dolores, joining me at the microphone, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hello, Joel. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. That was fantastic. We're getting a little bit of a sneak preview here.
Yeah.
I can see my cell phone is buzzing with tweets about people going, wait a minute, they're on Soundcheck? We didn't know there was an album coming out.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's great.
Let's talk a little bit about the band getting back together. You did a tour a couple of years ago. Why then to bring the band back together on stage?
Well, it wasn't something that was really kind of designed or, thought about. It just occurred like organically. We just ended up bumping into each other at Trinity College, where they made me a member of the Philosophical Society. Mm-hmm. And I called Noel and asked him if he'd come and play. They wanted me to perform a few songs. And then Mike and Noel came up and we hooked up. That was January 2009. And then that summer, my son was being confirmed and I asked the three lads to come to his confirmation and all their kids came and we had a big get-together. And then after the confirmation and all that, we went for a few pints and basically Mike said, you know,
aha,
let's get back together. There was pints involved, of course.
So this is the Trinity College, the position at Trinity College, et cetera.
That was what began it,
It's
yeah.
really like sorting it out at the pub. That really is what
really
happened.
Really, at the end of the day, yeah, it was kind of over a pint. Mike said, let's do it now because we're not getting any younger. So, yeah.
Well, with all the musicians that have come through the studio, reuniting, getting bands back together is a common theme. And what we hear sometimes from people is that there are things that they can get from the old band that they can't get from solo careers or new things. Is that true for you and the Cranberries, that there's something that your chemistry provides that you can't find elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, Mike, Ferg and Noel have a great chemistry as musicians, and even when I was a teenager and I met them, I could see that back then. But also, they're very well behaved. Seriously, they're so good. I mean, I've seen some serious rock stars, so no.
Do you maybe no. run a tight ship?
No, actually, do you know what? They are good lads, though, aren't you? They all go to bed when I tell them.
It's radio, so I will just tell the people out there, they are good lads.
Sure, they're grand.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, sure. They do know.
So, I mean, it's one thing to get a band back together for a live performance and what sometimes is like the natural element for musicians. It's a whole other thing to come together and try and put together a studio album. So was that difficult?
No, because you see, Noel and myself kind of, since the email thing came into play, and I learned how to email and got a computer and kind of came with technology, I started talking to Noel over email. And he was sending me bits of music and I was getting melodies and stuff like that. And so I had a load of stuff kind of pre-written in my head. And then by the time we, got together in, what year was that, 2009?
Yeah.
We had like about six songs, but we actually had three songs from this record that we had pre-recorded in 2003 before the hiatus. So it was kind of really a span over 10 years, like the material was written, over 9 years actually, yeah.
Where did you end up recording it?
We did 5 weeks in Toronto and I think it was about 10 days in London. That was it then.
And do you live in Toronto or in Ontario?
Up north in Ontario.
Okay. Yeah. Where's the rest of the band based?
Limerick.
In Limerick, which is where you all were from in the when the band started out.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what Limerick was like in the early 90s, and has it changed at all?
What was it like in the 90s?
Pretty miserable.
Yeah.
Lots of unemployment.
He wasn't very good in the 90s, no. Yeah, because I don't know, we were on tour, so I can't remember, yeah. Oh, God, that's a big oblivion in my brain. It's like, yeah, the 90s? Yeah, where was I? I was just on flipping in, I was probably in radio stations like I am now. Uh-huh. Lots of radio stations, lots of photo shoots, lots of work. And, yeah, from about 1990, we hit the road in 1990, and we didn't actually stop touring till 96, so okay. We went mental. And then we stopped.
So it's all a blur. Where did the 90s go?
Seriously? Yeah.
Well,
I can't. It was just work.
We're gonna give you some time to try and remember. Let's have you play another song. Will you play Tomorrow for us?
Yes.
All right, great. Yeah. Well, here are the Cranberries. This song is going to be on their new album, Roses, coming out on February 28th. This is the song Tomorrow, the Cranberries, live on Soundcheck.
You're mad, you spend a lot of time in your head. If you could come away with me, you could come away with me. If only you had some faith in me, tomorrow could be too late. I wish I could change that. Tomorrow could be too
with conclusions. Why should we make so many plans? So you should come away with me. You should come away with me. You should have some faith in me. Tomorrow could be too late. I wish I could change that day.
The song is Tomorrow. The band is The Cranberries. They're playing live here in the Soundcheck studio. That song coming out on the new album Roses, the first album from The Cranberries in more than a decade, coming out on the 28th of this month. The Cranberries are kicking off their North American tour in New York on Friday, May 4th at Terminal 5. And if you want to watch them on TV, you can watch them on The View this Friday and on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno on Tuesday, February 14th. The vocalist Dolores O'Riordan joining me again at the microphone. So I gave you time to jog your memory about Limerick, but fortunately a Soundcheck listener has called in.
Yeah.
And just wanted to jog your memory. Nick from Long Island called in. He's a native of Abbey Field.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, what is Abbey Field?
It's over towards, it's down towards Kerry, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Abbey Field. It's like, it's a place in the countryside.
It's sort of a little rural sort of
a village, yeah, a rural town, yeah.
Okay. Well, he's a big fan, and he just hearing you on the air spurred him to call in and go, I'm from there. And,
oh, cool. Yeah, nice.
You were also talking about how long you were on the road in the 90s being kind of a blur.
Yeah.
You had very, very big hit albums, you know, those first few albums that were out selling millions of records. How old were you when the first hit?
Well, Mike was 16, I was 18, and we were, three of us were 18, and Mike was 16. He was a baby.
So seasoned veterans of the world.
Baby.
16 and 18.
Mike. Yeah.
What was it like to be, 18 years old, selling millions of records and touring all over the world?
Busy, really. Very busy, actually. You know, it was like, we were working a lot, and it was nice, but I don't think it really registered, like, because we were just, like, working an awful lot, so it doesn't really register in your head. And even though, you know, we used to walk into cafeterias or, you know, roadside diners, you know, happy eaters inside the road because, you know, you're pretty much in a bus and you're on the motorway pretty much all the time, truck stops and all that. But I just remember, like, just going into cafeterias and seeing our music on TV and kind of going, God, we're famous, are we? But you kind of didn't know it really because you were just working all the time, you know. And besides getting on stage, like, and seeing all the crowd and the punters and all that, was grand, you know, it was brilliant. But it didn't really register in our heads, you know, to be honest. We were so busy, like, just, it wasn't until after, when we went back to Ireland, I think that we realised, you know, we took a kind of a little break that, yeah, that life had changed immensely.
I just want to tell you, Dolores and the rest of the Cranberries, I've never had that moment where I've looked at the TV and said, God, I'm famous.
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, God, yeah. What's that all about? You know?
Will we be able to handle this one? Or will we be train wrecks in a while?
Well, let's fast forward to the new record, Roses, that's coming out. I mean, the difference between then and now, you know, songs like Linger, the big hit, and Dreams, and Zombie, and now there's a big difference. You were selling millions and millions of records then, but selling records is not necessarily the business model for music anymore. How did that change your approach to making this record?
Well, I don't really think about the business side of things, and I don't really think Noel does either. I mean, we just kind of write music as we like it, so we've never really thought about it that way. I think that the world is always changing when it comes to music. I remember when we were kids, you know, there was cassettes and tape recorders and all that. You know, technology keeps changing, but I solemnly believe in my heart that a good song is a good song at the end of the day, and whatever happens, happens.
All right. Well, I think for Cranberries fans out there, we have a treat. After the show today, we're going to record one of your big hits. It shall remain nameless, just to tease people even further. And we're going to make it available as a web extra on the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. We'll let you know about it if you subscribe to our Twitter feed or find us on Facebook. And we'll alert you when that's up there, and you can hear it. So they're going to stick around. So I'm sort of saying goodbye to you on the air, but hello to you in about 2 minutes. So to Dolores and Noel and Mike and Fergal, thanks so much for being on the air with
Joy.
Soundcheck today.
Thanks for having us.
The Cranberries on Soundcheck.
Nice one.
Once again, the Cranberries are sticking around to record a performance of one of their hits. If you want to take a listen, subscribe to our Twitter feed at twitter.com/soundcheck. We'll send out a tweet when we've got the web extra posted on our page today. That's going to do it for our show today. Next time, now in its third season, fans of the FX crime drama Justified expect moonshine, murder, and a whole lot of music. We'll hear about how the show's soundtrack is shaped by its Appalachian setting. Plus, a live performance from country singer and Kentucky native, Daryl Scott. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. We've also had help today from Margaret Bresnahan and Amy Pearl. I'm Joel Meyer, in today for host John Schaefer. Thanks for listening. This is Soundcheck.